This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Today we revisit some of our favorite recent moments on Dish Nation. Jumanji, The Next Level's out on DVD and on demand, and we take a look back at Andrew Foy sit down with The Rock, Kevin Hart, and the rest of the cast.
Plus, from the hit Fox show Prodigal Son, Bellamy Young sits down with Heidi, Frank, and Chewy, and I make Gary, Portia, and Headcrack face off on a game Gary calls...
I see you, bitch.
And Portia takes the millennial test to see if she wants it for all passes. This is Dish Nation.
Yeah! Portia, and it's been a long time debate here at Dish Nation on whether or not I'm a millennial or not. Like, who the hell keeps questioning this?
I am a millennial.
Did y'all know Portia was a millennial?
I am a millennial.
She is.
In what life?
Can you Google it, please, and look up the definition of a millennial?
You
before 1990.
You're a Generation X niece, honey. You're not a millennial.
No, I am not. I am a millennial.
So I'm going to take a test, and I'm going to put all the haters to rest, okay? What does VCR stand for? Video circuit recording. Boom! Is that right? No! I never knew or asked what that meant, so... All right, fine. That means I'm a millennial, because why would I know that, right? Duh. All right, now, what was Steve Urkel from Family Matters' favorite catchphrase? Did I do that? Yeah, of course I knew that one. Whatever. All right, now, where was Kevin McAllister's family vacationing to in the first Home Alone? Paris? Is it Paris? Yes! Okay. Now, which 90s power couple wore matching denim to... Oh, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake! I know that one. Okay. Sing the Super Mario Brothers video tune song. Which 1988 movie created by a comedian who played multiple characters is this quote from?
This is beautiful! What is that, velvet?
Damn! Was it, Coming to America? Yes! Which fellow Real Housewives of Atlanta cast member was Jay-Z's video vixen in Money Ain't a Thing? That was Kenya. Yeah, she posted all the time. What time was Usher cruising the streets? Oh, was it 7 o'clock on the dot? I'm in my drop top. Yes! Alright. What was the name of the high school this cast attended? Oh, that's only my favorite show is Zach. Saved by the Bell. Bethlehem. Was it Bethlehem? No. Not Bethlehem. She tried it. That was nice. Ain't never mind no Bethlehem. The producer over there, Swan, said Bethlehem. Damn, I cannot remember the name of the school. All right, fine.
God. Who was the first winner of American Idol? That would be Kelly Clarkson. Yes! Finish this lyric from a popular 90s sitcom. In the West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playgrounds where I spent most of my days. Hey! Come on with the result. I pass! It's finished. Don't ask me no more about being a millennial, okay? I'm an official millennial. I am the Dish Nation millennial. Thank you!
Remember the last time y'all three went head-to-head in the game, okay?
It's been a while.
So let's get this game going. Let's play a game called... Go ahead, Gary, you say it.
I see you, bitch.
Ooh. And that's E-Y-E. Okay, so here's how you play the game, y'all. I'm going to show you a photo of a celeb's eyes, and you have to try to guess who it is. If you get stuck, I'll give you a clue or two to help you try to, you know, figure it out. Mm-hmm. And the winner can get anything off the dollar menu on me.
The dollar menu.
Is
that Burger King?
Don't worry about where I tell you where later. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it.
Y'all know I'm finna kill this, right?
Yeah, you have a weird, like, mutant ability to be able to point out people's body parts.
I pay attention to detail in
humans.
If
we would go farther down the body parts, I could probably spot them. But
a print package.
So who's serving us this smize?
Rihanna.
Rihanna is correct, Portia.
Okay. Who don't know Rihanna eyes?
That is one for you. Okay, y'all, whose eyes are these?
Steve Harvey.
So, Gary, that's a point for you, darling. Who's serving us this smize?
Damn it, Melissa McCarthy.
I wouldn't know her name.
Kathy
Can we tell
Bates.
You the movie that she was in?
Okay, clue one, she's known for singing and dancing all around La La Land.
That's going to be the redhead girl who goes by the name of Redhead Girl.
Taylor Swift.
She was in Zombieland, too. She got red hair. Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, you got it, head
crack. Emma Stone in these pictures.
Those don't look like her eyes.
Okay, y'all. Who's serving us this smize? Gary got it.
How?
And whose eyes are these?
The Rock.
Gary?
Gary got about three or four. The man got that before me.
Gary got three.
I would have known
that one, darling. The last question is worth 5 points.
Oh, good.
So y'all better be ready, okay?
It. Here we go.
Whose eyes are these?
Brim.
Does it matter if they say the name or mine? Does mine count?
But I even said it before he opened his mouth.
How the hell?
Portia wins, you guys. And the winner is Portia. Portia, darling, let me hand you your crown, darling.
I see you.
Do you have anything to say to the people?
I see you. We see each other.
Grace them with your presence.
Mercy. I'd like to say thank you so much to you all for getting majority of them right and for me getting the last one right for the 5 points for the win. And head crack next time. It's your eyes. Say head crack.
It took too long. I went with a one-syllable word.
Thank you.
Well, it looks like Post Malone is no stranger to insecurities. He opened up to GQ Style magazine about why he has so many face tattoos, and he told reporters this, and I quote, "I'm an ugly ass." The face tattoos do maybe come from a place of insecurity to where I don't like how I look. So I'm going to put something cool on there so I can look at myself and say, you look cool, kid, and have a modicum of self-confidence when it comes to my appearance.
Yeah, putting on the permanent ink mask.
Poor kid,
it
man.
It does make sense. I did see a picture of him the other day and I thought, well, he looks kind of handsome underneath all that. I think it might have been for the GQ thing where they kind of dolled him up a little. He still looked like Post Malone, but
GQ spread.
Yeah, so he looked good, but that makes total sense. Because that's the only way you'd tattoo your face is if you're insecure.
Really? He has so many, though.
Heidi, you were very insecure as a young woman trying to come into your own. So what did you do to hide your insecurities?
I learned how to really funny and develop a swell personality.
You faked having glasses because you wanted to hide your face behind lenses.
Yes, and I faked having braces. I used a paper clip and I was real crafty as a kid. And then I wanted people to think that I had contact contact lenses, so I cut little circles out of Ziploc bags.
And put braces, a paper clip with Hubba Bubba in her mouth.
That's
to
right.
To look like a retainer.
Well, see, guys, I have braces. I mean, sure, it's a paper clip braces, but it's braces. And that's why I look like this, and that's why no one asked me a prom.
You're so lucky you didn't choke on all that when you were young. Oh, my God. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
We got a very special guest in the studio.
Yeah.
You know her from shows like Scandal and Criminal Minds.
Oh, yes.
She's currently starring in the Fox series Prodigal Son.
Yes.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Bellamy Young.
Your husband cheated on you.
Sure.
On Prodigal Son, your husband, a doctor and serial killer.
Sure.
You really do have a type.
I've got bad skills. Such good skills with the, is there a serial killer? Is there a big fat jerk? No, thank heavens that's all at work.
Prodigal Son's in the middle of its first season, so if people Fox. Haven't jumped on board yet on Fox, give us a little brief description of what's going on.
Yeah. Well, Prodigal Son sort of asks, what if Hannibal Lecter were your father?
Wow.
I know. And sweet Michael Sheen, who is, you know, wildly gifted.
And unrecognizable in this. Like, what he's willing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So he plays a serial killer, the surgeon, who 23 years ago was carted away to Hannibal Lecter land, and our little sweet son grew up to be a profiler because he wanted to atone for the sins of his father. And that's Tom Payne from Walking Dead. And there's just horror and humor and heart.
But there's only a 13-year age difference between you and Tom Payne, who plays your son. Is that weird at all? That has to be weird.
Well, first of all, I turned 50.
Oh, my gosh.
I sure did.
You got a kick.
Girl, you look so good.
Thank you. So, in my mind, I feel much older than Tom.
He's very boyish looking, too, which helps.
Right.
He's very boyish.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm bossy, and so it all works out.
All right. Well, our Dish Nation crew did some research, and I learned a little something. I didn't know that your real name is Amy.
It is. Amy Maria Young. My initials spell my name.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey. Oh, wow. Amy up and Amy down.
Amy up, Amy down. All right, then this will be perfect because I want to play a little game.
Mind blown.
You killed it when you're on Jeopardy, so you're a very smart person. And I want to play a game. It's a trivia game. I'm going to give you a clue, and then you're going to tell me which famous Amy you think this is.
Okay, yeah. Right. I love this. Really? I love this.
Right. It's called Famous Amy.
We didn't really work on production.
Let's hear who is so famous.
I like it.
All right, okay, so we'll start off easy. This comedian and actress was one of the 100 most influential people.
Amy Schumer.
That is true. She's right.
It's her game. It's her game, bro. We're not supposed to be playing.
I'm so sorry.
We're very competitive, Bellamy. That is correct, Amy Schumer. All right, this one's for Bellamy.
Yes.
This actress has been nominated for an Oscar 6 times, but is yet to win.
Amy Adams.
Yes!
She's crazy, because she's
so
good.
Amazing.
Talented.
Yes.
Yep. All right, Bellamy, this SNL alum has a new animated series on Fox, your same network. It's called Duncanville.
Amy Poehler.
Amy This singer started out in Christian music, but crossed over into pop with hits like Every Heartbeat.
Baby, baby.
Amy Grant. Yeah.
Yay! You're good.
Did you hear the singing voice right there? Did you know that she has recorded an album?
What?
Yeah, that's true.
She is a singer. Now, if you could do the fantasy duet of all time, who would you do it with?
I think John Legend does the duet game really well. He writes a sweet song, and he's a good, like, partner to sing
That's right.
With.
We're just holding every people. And then just
Exactly.
I'm coming.
And I'm like,
wow.
All the way up the charts.
Got the old soprano thing now.
I know. What? Who is that? I don't know.
John, he needed it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, Prodigal Son, if you haven't watched this show, it's on Monday nights.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on Fox, and it is fantastic. Thanks, Bellamy.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, well, stay tuned because we have more Dish Nation ahead.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here in gorgeous Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, getting ready to talk to The Rock, getting ready to talk to Kevin Hart, and the rest of the cast of Jumanji: The Next Level.
Are we in Florida?
Oh my God.
Wait. We're in the wrong body!
My joints feel like butter.
Oh, never. I'll lose myself.
This can't be happening!
I
came back and things actually got worse.
Okay, guys, I have a confession.
Talk to us.
I've had a couple margaritas.
How many?
I've had three.
Okay, because when people say a couple, it's normally like four.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is gonna be a good time.
It's gonna be a good time.
Have a good time.
Okay. All right, Maggie.
So there's gonna be coming out of your mouth, Andrew, that normally wouldn't.
100%, Dwayne. Okay. 100%. Perfect. First question is what qualities in each other do you think the other ones wish they had?
Sex endurance.
Okay, we got sex endurance.
The one thing that I have that I think other people were like, man, I wish I had that he has, and it's just that positive mindset. Like, yes. No matter what, always.
Can't do that.
Always.
Don't go there.
So I can't beat Endorn.
What's the key to doing a very good Danny DeVito impression? What do you got to have?
Ask me where I'm going.
Danny, where you going?
No, where you going?
Where you going?
A little attitude.
Wait, you know
what I mean? Like, where you going?
Where you going?
Yeah, where you going?
Okay, where you going?
Okay, that's better.
Is that good? What are your thoughts on that?
You did a pretty good job.
Was that okay? How would you rate on the scale of that? What would the scale be?
Go easy.
Five.
Five? How do we take it to the next level in this one?
You got Danny Glover, Danny DeVito. You got Awkwafina.
That's right.
Those are the triumvirate of new magic sauce added to the broth that is Jumanji. New villain.
Oh, that's good.
Is it Jurgen or Jurgen?
It's Jurgen.
Jurgen with a silent J.
There's a Y.
Not to be confused with Jurgen's, lotion.
It's not Jurgen.
Jurgen.
It's Jurgen.
Let's say you guys were going to have a Jumanji survival kit. Okay. What three things do you need in that survival kit?
My running sneakers.
My Terramana tequila. How about that?
All right.
Okay. Survival kit. You're killing yourself.
I need it.
A pot to cook. And to boil water and something to cover up my pubis area.
I'm gonna go sunblock. Big old canteen of ice water.
Yes.
Well, you got fire starters, so I don't need that. Big old.
We're not together. We're separate islands.
Fire starter. And a big old chunk of beef jerky.
Maybe some chewing gum.
All right, so we got music, we got chewing gum.
Oh, man.
What else? One more.
One more?
No, you say it.
X-rated movie.
Oh, okay. If I wanted to join you two, what qualities do I gotta have? What do I need to join this kind of duo?
Well, I'll tell you what you need to do.
Yes.
Kick your drinking problem. That's the first thing.
First things first.
Because I'm not gonna be around two alcoholics.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Yay! Yes. This next story, if you see my eyes lighting up, this next story is actually my dream come true. Imagine turning on your shower faucet and wine is coming out of it.
That's your dream come true, Heidi.
Chewy.
That's...
Imagine. That happened to some lucky residents of a town in Italy. A malfunction at a local winery caused 1,000 liters of ready-to-be-bottled wine to leak into the water pipes. The glitch lasted for about 3 hours and impacted around 20 homes.
Wow.
Residents were so thrilled that they started to bottle the wine.
Oh, come on. Only in Heidi's house or Italy that would happen?
What drunk bastard was like, I think that might be wine.
Yeah, it is. It's a Chandon.
Would you drink this pipe wine?
Well, no, see, but here's the thing. I grew up in a really old house, and we never had new pipes, so I always, my bath, we never had a shower, we just took baths. My bathtub water was always brown. That was always what it was. And I didn't know that it was different until, yes. So it wasn't until I grew up and rented my own place when I went to college, and I took a bath, and I was like, whoa.
Holy crap, Heidi.
Yeah. And that was my whole life.
That explains a lot.
So I know when you see that, as good as it sounds, when you see the pictures, it doesn't really look that appealing.
You know they have kegerators where you just have beer on tap at your house. Why don't you just do this, Heidi? Why don't you just have a wine barrel and just hook it up to some pressure and just have a sink in your home spit out wine?
Why has no one purchased it for birthdays, Christmases? I've been with you 20 years. It should have come up along the way somewhere.
We did talk about it. You just drink a lot.
I can't argue with you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.